From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Officials from energy company BP say they were close to a breakthrough with a leaking oil pipeline in the Gulf of Mexico. But NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports there's been an accident that set them back.
BP officials say they successfully inserted a new pipe into the broken pipe, spewing oil into the Gulf of Mexico. And that new pipe started sending oil to a ship on the surface. But just moments later, two remotely operated robots crashed into each other and knocked the pipes partially apart. These robots were taking photos of the operation. BP spokesman Glenn Dijon says engineers estimate it will take about 9 hours to fix the problem. Dijon says despite the debacle, BP was able to prove that their latest effort to fix the well was working, however briefly. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Cocodrie, Louisiana.
Thailand's government says the crackdown on anti-government protesters will continue, despite some so-called redshirt demonstrators who are demanding negotiations and UN-mediated talks. At least 25 people are reported killed in the last 4 days of violence. The BBC's Chris Hogg in Bangkok reports shooting continues in the city's commercial center.
Soldiers have taken up positions behind sandbags on a highway in central Bangkok, outside the barricades of the Red Shirts encampment. Witnesses say they're firing live rounds. The government has told the anti-government protesters they have about 24 hours to evacuate the camp. They've asked the media and non-governmental organizations to help people to leave safely. Earlier, the government had announced that a curfew would be imposed on parts of Bangkok. However, the Thai military spokesman has told the BBC this will not happen.
The BBC's Chris Hogg in Bangkok. Several thousand Italian Catholics gathered in St. Peter's Square today to show solidarity with Pope Benedict XVI. The Vatican is grappling with a spiral of clerical sex abuse scandals. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports from Rome.
The show of support was planned weeks ago as a means to counter what many church officials called an orchestrated media campaign against the Pope. But just last week, in a clear shift of direction, Benedict said the persecution against the church comes not from external attacks, but from sins inside the church. And he said forgiveness does not exclude justice. Addressing the crowd today, Benedict said he was comforted by the turnout, but he again denounced what he called the sin that has infected the church and needs to be purified. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
A Chilean judge has released a Pakistani man who had been arrested at the U.S. Embassy in Chile. The man was discovered to have traces of suspicious chemicals linked to explosives on him and on his clothing. The Chilean judge ordered the man to remain in Chile and to report to court authorities at least once per week. He was charged with possessing explosives. The man has denied wrongdoing. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The nation's oldest civil rights organization has endorsed President Obama's choice of Solicitor General Alina Kagan to be the next Supreme Court Justice. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
The NAACP was initially hesitant to endorse Kagan. Some board members wondered if she'd be an aggressive enough defender of civil rights. Others had hoped the president would appoint a black woman to replace retiring Justice John Paul Stevens. Ultimately, NAACP President Ben Jealous told the Associated Press the board did some research and made a decision. Quote, "We looked at her record, we spoke to people who worked with her as well as the civil rights community as a whole." Jealous said the feedback convinced them Kagan was committed to civil rights and civil justice. The board of the National Action Network, headed by the Reverend Al Sharpton, also declared Kagan worthy of its endorsement. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
New Hampshire's fire marshal says investigators have linked one machine with an explosion on Friday at a gun and ammunition plant. The blast killed two people. The fire marshal says it's not clear why the machine may have malfunctioned. Half the plant was destroyed. Authorities say they're also dealing with hazardous materials, and federal investigators have joined them at the scene. A French academic researcher accused of spying in Iran has returned home. Clotilde Rice flew home from Tehran after paying a fine of about $300,000. She had been convicted of provoking unrest by emailing photographs that she had taken of anti-government demonstrations in Iran. This was following last summer's national election in Tehran and other Iranian cities. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.